Fair to say there was a bit of excitement in the box today, Duck, when we realised that this man was appearing on the show.
Absolutely, bit of excitement to hear Dennis calling as well.
My word. Welcome to the Sunday Rub for the first time, I think. The victorious captain of the Fremantle Football Club, Nat Fyfe. Hello to you, Nat.
G'day, guys. I think it is the first time. Thank you for having me.
Oh, mate, I think, well, we were speaking earlier on. We don't get to speak to you too much over there in the West. Nice win last night against the Catters. Boys look very good, as you did yourself. Well done, Nat.
Yeah, thanks very much. I think we sort of came to play, and we knew the Cats would be up and about given their season so far. We sort of hung in the game with our pressure and tackle and hunt, and funny things happen in footy sometimes, and we were in front at the end of the four quarters.
What was the focus from last week? Because obviously disappointing last week. I know you're playing at home and teams tend to bounce back, but you had a lot of few injuries. Lob was out, Wilson's out. You had some names in there that we don't know in the East. Schultz, Carter, Croden, Switowski, these sort of blokes. Was it a focus on the pressure, as you said, or is it just the injection of youth and enthusiasm helped along the way?
Oh, I think it's a bit of a mix of both, Rodney. We've had a tough six-week period, and that's been well broadcast, and people have been coming out of the woodwork from all avenues to put the blowtorch on our club. And a lot of that is deserved. And so when you have such a young side going into a game, you lose some big-name players, you're coming up against the top of the table, the top of the ladder Cats, the focus has to be really sharp on pressure, hunt, basics, compete, contest. And so Ross set us up this week just to try and simplify it. You hear that a lot in footy, let guys play on instinct and play natural ball hunting footy. And we did that, and ultimately it worked for us.
Hey, Nat, how did you as skipper go about it? Clearly, Ross has been talked about all week, under fire, everything else. As you said, your form's not been fantastic. So how do you go about that as skipper, and how have you seen the criticism and the blowtorch being applied to your senior coach?
Yeah, Rossi's been copying it from all angles, Wayne. And as leaders within the organisation, both at playing level, coaching level and higher up, we just try and maintain that balance, try and pull our head out of the weeds of the ongoing commentary that's coming our way, and just get guys to focus on their preparation and what they can control, all the stuff you are well aware of. It gets difficult at times when you're losing key players, when a lot of the press conference focus is on Ross and his future and where our club's going and how's the rebuild going, as opposed to how are you planning to prepare for the upcoming match. So full credit to our leadership group who have sort of weathered the storm over the last 5 or 6 weeks, and I think we're able to get due reward for a lot of effort over the last couple of weeks with a good win yesterday.
You mentioned about the sharper focus, and you have to keep it simplified, I suppose, but there has to be some thought process about the opposition, what they deliver. Your ball movement seemed a little bit different yesterday, and certainly going inside 50 was more about passing the ball. Was that due that you wanted to change your own game, or was that due to that the Geelong defence liked the ball coming in long, high and long?
Yeah, a bit of both. They like to get a deep sort of defence and really sag off, get numbers back, as well as having a lot of key players that can roll off and take marks. And I think the forward line we went in with was a fairly motley crew, no real recognised key forwards amongst that bunch. So we knew we had to pass it in a little bit more and try and invent goals. And Crowden and Switkowski, Dave Mundy kicked a couple late. We had to try and find different avenues to score and try and take out their aerial strength. And I thought we did that.
Fyfe, can you take us behind the scenes with Ross? I mean, you obviously read a lot in the West Australian press, and I think as Rocket said, they had been going pretty hard. You've worked so closely with him. Can you what's the real story about how he's travelling behind the scenes? You know, there's a possibly a misconception that, you know, he doesn't like playing the younger players, or, you know, is more of a defensive-minded coach than attacking. Can you tell us how you've seen him evolve over your time?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, a lot of the same sort of conversation seems to get rolled out when we are going poorly. Rossi's a defensive-minded coach. He can't handle a rebuild. He keeps bringing old players back. And all that internally is somewhat laughable. When you look at the way we prepare and how we are coaching, how they are coaching at the moment, David Hale, our ball movement coach, is really setting us up for the modern game. But Ross, I've seen in the last couple of years evolve to more of a father figure for a lot of the players. He was a bit of a lunatic in the early days with his hard edge and accountability and really ripping shreds off anyone he could get hold of. But in the last couple of years, given where he's at with his coaching, where our group's at with the age demographic, he's sort of transitioned to more of a mentor father figure, and particularly for the younger type players. I've known him for 8 years now, so our relationship's pretty strong. But he's been so good at shouldering a lot of the heat and criticism that's coming at the club at the moment, and coming at him, and just protecting the players so they can prepare as best they can for upcoming AFL fixtures, which, as you know, is bloody hard at the best of times, let alone when you've lost a couple of key players and you're not going so well.
I've seen him doing a lot of hugging and even laughing in some media interviews, so he certainly has softened a little bit, the senior coach. And interesting this week, Nat, just with the comments from manager Colin Young questioning the club's rehab protocols in relation to Shane Kirsten. You've obviously been managing that elbow yourself, and some other things this year. What's your take on that stinging criticism and your view on that?
Yeah, I've got to be careful what I say here, because I have been asked about these comments by player managers. And again, I'm not sure a lot of that commentary has much substance or is helpful at all. If you look at our injury list compared to other AFL team injury lists, I think Collingwood have 17 or 18. We have 9 or 10. I know internally our doctors and medico staff are doing everything they can. So where some of those comments come from, I'm not exactly sure, and I'm not sure what intentions that player manager has for his players or our club. Is he trying to help? Is he trying to upset the apple cart? I'm not really sure.
Leverage.
But I know internally our doctors and our physios are doing whatever they can. They look across the country, they look internationally if they have to try and find best ways to rehab and bring guys back.
We are speaking to victorious Fremantle captain Nat Fyfe on the Sunday Run. We're very happy to be doing that. Hey, Nat, just talking to you and listening to what you've got to say, you've obviously got a lot of love and pride in your football club, your own game. You're obviously having a fantastic year. You've won a Brownlow medal. When you go to training during the week, what are you working on? What are the areas of your game that you try and improve when you're already right at the top of the competition?
I'm just trying to harden up a bit. I think the duck gave me a clip a few weeks back about being a bit of a princess, so I'm just trying to work on my hardness at the moment.
No, it was taken into context, Fife. I love you.
So you obviously do read the footy media and that. How do you deal with, you mentioned a couple of times, the outside noise. How do you deal with it? Because obviously in a two-team town, there is a lot of it in Western Australia, as it is for every AFL footballer.
Yeah, I mean, we try and avoid it as much as possible, but it finds its way to you eventually, whether it be social media or if you're doing interviews like this or press conferences where journos bring up other quotes or other comments that are out there. So it does find its way to you. How I deal with it personally is try and extract as much motivation and fuel from it as I can, and really just trying to apply a bit of context to all the comments and where they're coming from and the purpose of those comments. As Rossi says, it's usually never as good or never as bad as what's going on. And with my own form and preparation, I just try and keep grinding away and getting through the year. My leadership and my body are the two biggest challenges that I've faced across my career, making sure I can try and get through a full season, as well as keep developing my leadership and make sure our leadership group is guiding our young group as best as possible.
Hey, Fifey, to put it into context, I heard a few comments from people. No, I heard a few comments from
you. Yeah, back, Fifey.
Shush up. I heard a few people say this morning, given your performance on the weekend, your marking ability is one of your great strengths. And a lot of people think you probably should spend more time forward because of that marking ability, and you can obviously hit the scoreboard more by doing that. So to get back to my comments, if you do play more forward, you know you're going to have one or two blokes play on you every week, and you're not just going to be able to run around in the midfield by yourself. That's where the comments came from.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you watch much of our games, but I've hardly had a game where I haven't been tagged in the last 3 years.
Well that's, and you know what, Fifey, so you should be.
No,
nice,
all good.
Conversation with Nat Fyfe and Wayne Carey. We don't get to speak to you, Nat, so it's a treat to have you on. What do you get up to away from footy?
You know, as you well know, Howie, I like to get myself in the water and get wet as much as possible. And thanks again for those tips on Central America last year.
How'd you go?
Oh, it went well, and I'll be chasing you up for a few more for a bit further down the coast this year, if you're up for that again.
Howie's tour is much sought after, Jason.
Yeah.
Howie's
yeah.
tour. So you went to Costa Rica.
What waves you'd surf, though, Howie, would be just little minuscules to what Fifey
whitewash. Oh, whitewash. This is nice to have Kelly Slater on the Sunday Rub with us. Fifey, obviously you do like to travel. It's a passion. I know you spent time in a van travelling around. You were in Central America last year, obviously a big part of what you get up to.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as I can get out of the country where no one knows who I am, the better. I like to, just escape and go and explore the world and different culture and get a few waves where I can. Hopefully this year a bit of South America, Central America will be on the cards again.
Sounds outstanding, Fifey. Now, of course, after you won the Brownlow, there was one of the great Brownlow medal photos of all time with you and your beanie and your medal draped over your chiselled T-shirt chest. If you do happen to take it out this year again, are you thinking sort of something similar, mate, or what sort of exotic photos you got planned?
We're getting ahead of ourselves, but if you've now sowed the seed in the mind, potentially that might have to come out the next day.
Interesting one, that one, Fifey, because to me it had the look of, oh, I've just woke up and in the morning, it's just a quick snap. But to me, that looks like a really well-prepared photo of a man with a magnificent rig thinking, this could be A1 for my brand, Fifey.
There's no question about it, and I loved it, Fifey. Hey, how do you compare this year to your Brownlow year?
I try not to be honest. I think statistically there's some comparisons, but I'm playing a much different role, as I say to the boys all the time. It's a lot less box office this year. I'm playing a more what I would consider two-way role, where I'm trying to be defensive-minded on opposition midfielders, and I don't fly for as many high marks because I don't want to get injured. I'm trying to be a bit more of a mature player, so it might not look as flashy on the highlights reel, but I think I'm a more effective player across the season. I'm trying to be a bit more dynamic with my kicking and making the right decisions. So I think this is an improved model, although it might not be as exciting or glamorous to watch.
I like the description, a bit less box office. Did you just have a word in Tim Kelly? I thought I saw a moment there where you guys were close. Fifey, just get in his ear and say, mate, it's nice over here, Cottesloe Way.
We did have a moment, but I can't reveal exactly what was said.
Listen, on that box office stuff, I saw last night you had a great tackle in the defensive 50. I think it might have been on Kelly. Did you get plaudits for that from your teammates? Because your teammates reckon you don't go into the back 50 very often. I'm joking. You remember?
Well, actually. No, I do remember the tackle on Tim Kelly. I think Guthrie had spread off me about 20 minutes earlier and kicked a goal, and I certainly got some feedback on that from our line upstairs. So there was another midfield stoppage spread goal coming my way if I didn't make that tackle, so there was a bit on the line.
Hey, Nate, did you need convincing with regards to the way that you've changed your style of play from the coach, or was that something that you actively sought out?
A bit of both. And probably just an understanding after I broke my leg twice and then did a major hamstring at the end of last year that my most valuable commodity to this footy club is being on the park every week. So a bit of a mature head and understanding that I've just got to take some considered steps to making sure I get through every game. And also, as the captain, naturally, you start to think more for the team and what's best for the team. And if that means that I have to play a shutdown role on one of their key mids for a quarter or a half a game, then I'm more than happy to do that. Not trying to go away from my key strength, which is always going to be hunting the ball, but just have a little bit more balance to the way I prepare and play.
Nat, because you're such a wonderful player and a fantastic leader, the situation becomes you become a role model being an AFL footballer. I know in all seriousness there's two kids in my house that absolutely love watching you play and they always want to know how Nat Fife went. How do you approach the role of being a role model for a lot of little kids up there that look up to you because of what you do on a footy field?
Yeah, I take that role with the utmost seriousness. When mums come up to me at open days and training sessions and say that their sons are looking up to me and they're trying to role model on me, I get a real kick out of that. And I look at my role models when I was growing up as a junior footy player and how much of an impact they had on the way that I went about things. It is a role that I do respect and take with great seriousness. And I think all AFL players just should have awareness of who's watching and what example they're setting. So I quite enjoy the role.
Who were those players for you when you were a young bloke?
Well, it was Wayne until he clipped me a couple of weeks back.
Sorry, mate.
That's all good. No, James Hurd, Matthew Richardson, amongst a few others.
Hey, tell me, a little mate of mine, Anthony Rock, he's in charge of the midfield group. How's he travelling?
Yeah, Rock's going well. We often get the Anthony Rock, Wayne Carey references if we need a bit of gravity to one of his stories. So he's going well. He's a fastidious preparer, loves a quick meeting, make sure we're in and out in a couple of minutes, which the boys really appreciate. But he's going well, Rock.
Oh, good.
Hey, Nat, we said at the start, I don't think we've had the pleasure of chatting with you on this show before. Hopefully it's not this long between drinks, mate. Best of luck for the rest of the off-season. Hope you get some waves, and it's an absolute treat to have a chat with you on the Sunday Rub. Best of luck for the rest of the year to you, Fremantle and your coach.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.